This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. After working overtime through two special sessions, the legislature managed to pass an operating budget. But working out a capital budget continues under a cloud of distrust. After calls from several House Democrats, Governor Jay Inslee vetoed the B&O tax cut his staff negotiated into the budget. One of the big items many Republicans, like Senator Sherrod Brown of the Tri-Cities, hopes to work into the capital budget is a fix to the state Supreme Court's Hearst decision that restricts drilling wells on rural lands.
No, I'm really hopeful that we will get a Hearst fix. It's absolutely crucial that we get a Hearst fix. And again, it's just another slap in the face of rural Washington that the governor is pandering to special interest groups in the greater metropolitan Seattle area.
Senate Majority Leader Mark Schessler agrees.
I think the morally repugnant thing is ignoring for 6 months that there is a water problem in the rural areas of our state.
And Schessler adds many are acting like the decision was never made.
What they didn't do is ever once vote on a water plan. And I think that rural Washington is entitled to a real vote on a real water plan, not just an ostrich approach to water.
Listen tomorrow for more on what could happen without a meeting of the minds.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.